Hey guys, it's Ethel, and welcome to your March Artist of the Month featuring Yumi Matsutoya on J Top 10. This month's Artist of the Month was handpicked especially by our producer Mickey from J Top 10. So Yumi Matsutoya is a very accomplished singer, composer, lyricist, and pianist, and is considered one of the most successful Japanese female musicians in the industry. Renowned for her distinctive voice and live performances, she has sold more than 42 million records to date. Her 1990 album, Tengoku no Doa, or The Gates of Heaven, became the first album to be certified 2 times million by the Recording Industry Association of Japan, known as the RIAJ. And she has released a total of 38 original albums, with 21 of them being number one albums. Yumi Matsutoya began her career really early at the age of 14 when she started working out as a session musician. She debuted as a singer-songwriter in 1972 under her birth name, Yumi Arai. Her debut single, Henji wa Iranai, was produced by Hiroshi Monchio Kamayatsu, a former vocalist of The Spiders, but it only sold 300 copies. But by 1975, Arai became known as a composer for Ichigo Hakusho wo Mou Ichido, a song recorded by the folk duo Banban. She gained more popularity in the same year as a vocalist after releasing her own single, Ano Hi ni Kaeritai, where it became her first number one in Japan, and was used as a theme song for the TBS TV drama Katei no Himitsu. After marrying her longtime musical collaborator Masataka Matsutoya in 1976, Arai continued recording music under her married name, Yumi Matsutoya. Throughout the 80s, the brand Mitsubishi used Yumi's music and image prominently in their advertisements, and her songs were often featured as theme songs to some of the most popular Studio Ghibli films, which are featured in today's episode. As a composer, Yumi Matsutoya often uses the pseudonym Kureta Karuho, which is a parody of Greta Garbo's name. She has written hundreds of songs for many artists, including Hi-Fi Set, Asami Kobayashi, Kenji Sawada, Hiromi Go, Toshihiko Tahara, Reimi, V6, and even our January Artist of the Month, Seiko Matsuda. In the spring of 2013, Matsutoya was decorated with the Medal of Honor with Purple Ribbon in recognition of her artistic contributions to Japan. But before we continue with this episode, I would like to let all our listeners know that our February Listener Appreciation Month ends with this episode. But stay tuned, it's going to be your last chance to win a free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. By the way, if you are a patron donor, you'll also be getting additional entries to win. Stay tuned for more information. So let's kickstart this episode with her 1974 single, Yasashisa ni Tsutsumareta Nara.
Number 10.
Thank you.
This single in English is called If Wrapped in Kindness and comes off her second studio album, Miss Lim, where she is credited by her birth name, Yumi Arai. The album version of this song became the ending theme songs to Studio Ghibli's 1989 award-winning film, Kiki's Delivery Service. Next up is her 1975 single, Sotsugyo Shashin.
Number 9. Thank you.
Sotsugyo Shashin, also known in English as Graduation Photograph, is included on her third studio album, Cobalt Hour. During this time, she was still credited under her name Yumi Arai. The album cover was illustrated by Peter Sato, with her nickname Yuming written on the cover. Sotsugyo Shashin is actually a very nostalgic song and has been covered many times over the years. In recent years, it has been covered by Ayumi Hamasaki, Ikimonogakari, and Kobukuro. By the way, if you haven't heard yet, Eric is going to tell you how you can win a free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Take it away, Eric.
Do not skip this message because I'm about to tell you how you can win a 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Yes, you heard me correctly. We are giving away one free 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card. Now, that's approximately the value of 100 US dollars, which will give you access to tons of J-pop and J-rock selections on the Japanese iTunes store, along with the Japanese music found exclusively on Japan's Apple Music streaming service. All you have to do is visit our friends at Apartment 507 at apartment507.com and find our Japan Top 10 logo somewhere on their site. And trust me, guys, it's not hard to find. Then you just have to visit our website at jtop10.jp/contest and submit your entry of where you found our logo on their site. Or you can text us that information at 415-371-9299 along with your first and last name. And while you're on Apartment 507's website, why not use our discount code for 5% off your purchase? Use the code JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. That's JTOP10 to get 5% off your order on their website. This contest is sponsored by Apartment 507 and will close on March 10th, 2019, and we will announce the winner on a Japan Top 10 episode shortly after. For full contest rules, visit our website at jtop10.jp.
Now back to the music. Next up is her 1980 single, Koibito ga Santa Cruz.
Number 8.
Cause it's
In English, this single's name is called Lover is Santa Claus and is used as the theme song for the 1987 film 私を好きに連れてて。The song is basically an anecdote of an older sister telling the protagonist that when she grows up, she'll meet her Santa Claus. In 1982, it was covered by Seiko Matsuda for her own Christmas album. Next up is her 1981 single, Mamotte Agetai.
Number 7.
Mamotte Agetai, also known in English as I Want to Protect, was her 17th single and was featured on her 12th studio album, Sakuban o Aishimashou. It also appeared on her 40th anniversary album, Nihon no Koi to Yumin to. And I'm not sure if you can hear it in the opening and ending phrases of the song, it actually samples the melody of the famous French nursery rhyme, Fier de Jacques. Next up is her 1984 single, No Sight.
Number 6.
The song No Sight can also be found on her 16th studio album, also titled No Sight. The song was written by Matsutoya and arranged by her husband, Masataka Matsutoya. It drew inspiration from watching rugby matches and has a bittersweet tone about dealing with the aftermath of losing a game. Before we continue with this episode, I would like to let everyone know that we are still looking for people to join our podcast. If you'd like more details, please check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for full details. Up next is her 1989 single, ルージュの伝言
Number 5
あの人のままに会うために今一人列車に乗ったの黄昏迫る街並みや車の流れ横目で追い越してあの人はもう気づく頃よバスルームにルージュの伝言浮気な恋を早く飽き諦めない限り家には帰らない不安な気持ちを残したまま街はどんどん遠ざかってゆくわ明日の朝ママから電話で叱ってもらうわ My darling あの人は慌ててる頃よバスルームにルージュの伝言私の行く先を不安な気持ちを残したまま街はどんどん遠ざかってゆくわ明日の朝ママから電話で叱ってもらうわ My darling叱ってもらうわ My darling
Rouge no Dengon is actually the only song that I properly know on this entire episode.Because it is actually the opening theme song for the Studio Ghibli film Kiki's Delivery Service as well. This is Yumi Matsutoya's fifth single and can be found on her third studio album, Cobalt Hour. The Anohito in this lyrics, by the way, refers to rock musician Yazawa Eikichi. Coming up next is her 1993 single, Mannatsu no Yoru no Yume.
Number 4.
激しいダンスを踊る
Man Natsu no Yoru no Yume, in English known as Midsummer's Night's Dream, is her 24th single and can be found on her 25th album, You Miss. It was used as a theme song for the 90s TBS suspense romance drama, Dare ni mo ienai. Personally, this is probably the most rock and roll sounding song in this entire episode, and it features an electric guitar solo by Shigeru Suzuki from Happy End, which was a highly influential Japanese folk rock band from the 1970s. So, have you been enjoying our Listener Appreciation Month so far? These are kind of the benefits that all our Patreon donors get to enjoy on a regular basis, starting at just a dollar a month. And just a heads up, if you join this month, you'll get up to 2 bonus entries for our 10,000 yen Japanese iTunes gift card contest. And on that note, while you are on Apartment 507's website for that contest, don't forget that you can get an additional 5% discount off your purchase if you use the discount code JTOP10, JTOP10. Now next up on this episode is her 1994 single, Hello My Friend.
Number 3.
Best.
The single Hello My Friend can be found on her 26th studio album, The Dancing Sun, and was adopted as a theme song for the 1994 drama, Kimi to Ita Natsu, which was a love story composed of three college students. The B-side for this song, however, was called Goodbye Friends and was used as a memorial song for F1 driver Ayrton Senna, who Yumi Matsutoya met at the 1991 Monaco Grand Prix. Next up is her 1994 single, Haru yo Koi.
Number 2.
Haru yo Koi, also known in English as Come Spring, was her 26th single and can be found on the album Dancing Sun as well. It was used in the commercials for Boss Rainbow Mountain Blend and All Nippon Airways. In 2011, Yumi Matsutoya and NHK launched a joint project called みんなの春よ来い or Everyone's Spring, Come On, where proceeds went to support the recovery efforts of the Great Tohoku Earthquake. Before we end this episode today, I would like to let you know that you can now market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts out there. You can reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis with advertising costs that will fit your company's budget. For full details, please email our sales manager Amanda at amanda@jtop10.jp to find out an advertising plan that will suit your company's needs. Also, are you an indie Japanese music artist? If you create Japanese music and want some exposure, please get in touch with our music director, Rekka, by sending her an email at recca@jtop10.jp along with the song you would like us to feature on the podcast. Now, our Japanese translator, Miki, will make this announcement in Japanese.
Indies musician の方へお知らせです。ご自身が作った日本の曲を宣伝したいとお考えでしたら、私たちの音楽監督レッカまでメールでご連絡ください。アドレスは recca@jtop10.jp です。recca@jtop10.jp です。メールにポッドキャストで取り上げてほしい曲を忘れず添付してください。
And our final Yumi Matsutoya single on this episode is her 2012 single Koi wo Release.
Number 1.
I'm not afraid to die.
Koi wo Ririsu, also known in English as Release My Love, is her 41st single and was used as a theme song for the Fuji TV biographical drama Suzuko no Koi, Miyako Chōchō Onna no Ichidaiki, also known in English as Suzuko's Love, Chōchō Miyako Biography, which was a turbulent Showa-era drama biography depicting the life of Japanese actress, comedian, and manzai performer Chōchō Miyako, whose real name was Suzuko Hyuga. So I've really enjoyed doing this episode because, like most long-time singing musicians like Yumi Matsutoya or Seiko Matsuda, I actually really enjoy listening to how their voice has evolved over their decades of performing music live. So this was no exception either. And it's really pleasing for me to actually find out the name of the singer behind Rouge no Dengon, which I had no idea for many years and I never bothered to look it up. So thank you, Mickey, for this Artist of the Month episode choice. I've really enjoyed it and I hope that our listeners enjoyed it too. Now, before we end this episode, I would also like to know that since this is our final Listener Appreciation Month, this will be the final song request submitted by our listener, Charlene T, who has requested Yoroshika with their 2017 single, Itte.
Thank you.
So you've just heard Itte by Yorushika, which is a duo composed of composer Nabuna and vocalist Sui, who are signed to UNR Records. Itte comes off their first mini album released in 2017 titled Natsukusa ga Jama wa Suru. So this is a fairly new band, but you can expect that in April of 2019, this year, that Yorushika will be releasing their first full-length album titled Dakara Boku wa Ongaku wo Yameta. In English, that's kind of like, that's why I'm going to stop music. Well, that's all that we have today on this episode. Thank you for sticking around our Listener Appreciation Month. I hope that you've enjoyed it so far. Next episode will be coming out in a week, and Andy will be hosting with another new Top 10 episode. And I can't wait for the April Artist of the Month episode, which is going to be a surprise for you and I. See you then. Bye. Japan Top 10.